I'm going to read from Golden Keys 2, a few questions. The first section is titled, The Female in Marriage. Question 1. What about the feminine aspect in though? Many confuse the feminine aspect in the universe with the female body. We still identify with our bodies and physical universe to explain all things. This is the reason for confusion. The female aspect in though is the divine grace or the divine mother, the Holy Ghost, which permeates all things and is the counterpart of the male aspect, divine logic. Together, they create a balance and a whole being. Question 2. What are the feelings about intermarriage? Maitreya answers, intermarriage between races will create new bodies with new biological setups for new experiences for those who are ready now to go through those kinds of experiences. Also, with these new teachings of creation and history, man should understand the realities behind this universe and realize that God is all. Man should not misuse God's powers which have been granted to him. So intermarriage, acceptance of one language for the whole world, and following God's laws will cause man to destroy all narrowness of the mind and prejudice about the differences of race, creed, and language. And there's our universalism again for today. Question 3. How do you feel about abortion? Maitreya said, never should this be done for economic reasons. The body in the womb is especially created for a special soul. By destroying it, you destroy a great chance for that soul. This will interfere with God's doings. In the situation where the life of the mother is in danger, the fetus is dead, or a rape, abortion is recommended. It should be done with a clear conscience. Question 4. Can both male energy and female energy be present in one being? Maitreya. Male energy is the logic in the universe, and female energy is grace. That is why these two polarities can both be manifested spiritually, even in one body. It is these kinds of people who are being created more in our generation, and their numbers will continue to grow. Energy and laws. And the first question or kind of comment was, please give your feelings on karma. Maitreya, any action creates a reaction that remains in the universe. Bad actions create bad reactions, and good actions create good reactions. Thanks God, Dara. Thanks God, Salom. The laws, I'm reading in Golden Keys 2. I'm in the second session section on energy and laws, and reading about karma. The laws of cause and effect and karma are a factor in reincarnation. Repentance, correction of the action, and learning what one should have learned will result in the disappearance and dissolution of the karma, universal memory, forgiveness by God. What is the best and most rapid way to clean the karma? The answer, to become a channel for him, to do his will. Question 3. What are the cosmic laws, dharma, virtues, to follow the nature, dharma, of all things? The word dharma means innate nature. Any subject in this world has a nature. Also, as the subjects become more complicated, they will become multi-natured. They will have more than one dharma. Next question, what are the three gunas? They are the creative forces in the universe, and also the three parts of the universal mind and individual mind. In Judeo-Christian theosophy, they are known as Gabriel, Satvaguna, Michael, Rajaguna, and Lucifer, Tamaguna. Read the three gunas in Essays 1 in Tho. And we'll do the last question of this section before we end this evening. This is question 5. What does science based on spirit mean? Science based on spirit are the scientific discoveries based on the laws of nature, Dharma, and the cause and effect in creation, science of creation. Because this science is in harmony with nature, it will not create the side effects like pollution, disturbance of the balance in nature, etc., of conventional science. Man has to relearn this science. This science was known at the time of the Atlanteans, but they misused it and brought destruction on themselves. We have to learn not to misuse this science and learn the lessons of history as explained in the holiest of the holies so that we might receive this knowledge back. And we'll go ahead and pause there in the reading tonight. Shalom, everyone. Have a good God night. Shalom.